Welcome to Fundamentals for Success. Now, here is Dr. George Ayu.
In this audio program, I will be taking you through the fundamental requirements, what you need to be very successful in life. I realize that a lot of people want to be very successful, but they don't know the fundamentals. They don't know what it takes to be very successful. So in this audio program, I'm going to be helping you, taking you through the fundamentals to be very, very successful in life, because success is for you. And you can be successful at whatever you want to be successful in. So let's look at the fundamentals for success. There is a proper combination of thoughts and actions that will enable you to accomplish the dreams, aspirations, and almost anything you really want in life. There is a sure way to be happy, successful, and maximize your potential. I have come across thousands of people who appear to have the education, have good background, and seem to be stuck in the rat race of life. They seem not to be going anywhere and are living lives of quiet desperation. Some are even working jobs that they don't like, staying in relationships they don't enjoy, and functioning far below their potential. Can you identify with what I am talking about? You do not have to go through life looking for a lucky break. Someone said the way to be successful is to study and emulate those who are already successful and do what they have done. Find out what they did, how they did it, how long it took them to achieve what you want to achieve, and diligently follow through what they did. Success is like a combination lock. If you turn the right numbers in the right sequence, the lock will open for you. Success does not depend on luck, as others may think. You know this statement, oh, he's a very lucky person. Oh, that one has a lucky break. Success does not depend on luck. It does not matter who you are, as long as you have the right numbers. There are fundamental principles you have to unlock to be successful. Have you ever wondered why some people are more successful than others? The successful ones understand and apply the fundamentals and follow through to achieve their goals. If you do the right things in the right way, you will get the results you desire. If you can determine with clarity what you exactly want in life and how others have achieved this before you, and if you do the same things they have done, you will achieve the same results they have achieved and even more. Your future is only limited by your own imagination. There is a common trait all successful people have. They know exactly what they want. They have a clear picture of what their ideal lives and accomplishments would look like. Having clarity in these two areas become a powerful motivator that will drive you onward. You have to decide exactly what success means to you. You have to decide what your life would look like if you made it into a masterpiece. You must remember that all great achievements begin with your decision about what it is you really want, and then decide yourself or dedicate your whole life to it. You must remember that great achievement begins with your decision about what it is you really want in life, and then dedicate yourself wholeheartedly, 1,000%, to achieve it. Create a blueprint, a picture of where you are going and what it will look like when you get there. This image will then serve as an organizing principle, a guide, and a benchmark against which you can measure and compare everything you do in the process of turning it into reality. Now that we've established the basic premise for success, allow me to take you through the fundamentals for success. All success begins with you, because it is only you who can stop you to be you. Do you believe you were engineered for success? Do you believe that you are wired with the necessary qualities to be successful? Do you believe that you have the potential to achieve your dreams in life? Success begins in the mind and then manifests itself in the natural. What are you thinking about? What are those thoughts you are entertaining on a daily basis? When you are alone, what are you discussing and telling yourself? What are you thinking about? Think about what you are thinking about. Your success will come from fundamental beliefs you hold about yourself and the world around you. If you believe you were created to be poor, then you will remain poor. If you see yourself as not possessing the qualities and the potential to be successful, then you will not change your current situation. Your belief system will significantly impact your success and failure in life. How you see yourself will directly impact what you are able to achieve in life. Your self-concept is a principle that you need to understand. The principle of self-concept holds one of the keys to your success, and it is the controlling factor in your making it in life. A thorough understanding of your self-concept is the key to your success and maximum performance in life. Your self-concept is the combination of all the ideas, the thoughts, and the experiences in your life. It is very, very important to note that you will always perform consistent with your self-concept. Nothing more and nothing less. So how you see yourself, what your self-concept is, will drive your performance in life. Your self-concept is made up of three ingredients: your self-ideal, your self-image, and your self-esteem. Your self-ideal is also known as the ideal self. Your self-ideal is the numerous pictures, feelings, and thoughts of the ideal person you would like to be. It is a composite of all the people you have admired. You are constantly adjusting your behavior, your action, and words to try to be more like the ideal person. Your self-image is the way you see and think about yourself. It is your inner mirror. And you tend to walk, talk, sit, act, think, and relate to others in a manner consistent with your self-image or inner mirror. It is imperative that in order to change your external performance or results, you have to change your inner picture, because the me I see is the me I become. Your self-esteem is the root of self-concept and the core of your personality. It is the most important element in your performance, in the sense that when you have a healthy self-esteem, you will like yourself, and when you like yourself, you can begin to achieve more and be successful in life. An image of seeing yourself as a valuable human being enables you to perform at a higher level of effectiveness and performance. You have to like yourself to be a top performer. You have to like yourself to achieve your dreams. You have to like yourself to do the impossible. You have to like yourself to do all the things you have set your mind to do. You see, when you like yourself, you have passion, and passion drives results. Having a low self-esteem is at the heart of all personality problems, behavioral problems, and all interactions with other people. So allow me to take you through key ingredients for success. What are those ingredients that you need to know to be very, very successful? The first one is the power of thought. The quality of your life will improve significantly when you learn to think correctly. It is important for you to reorganize what is in your mind. Very, very important for you to reorganize that and to recognize that your mind is the control center of all your thoughts. It has enormous power and potential to deliver to you all that you were born to achieve. Your mind has the capacity to radically influence all that you say, do, think, and feel. When you begin to think correctly, your life begins the process of transformation. You see, scientific research has shown that by your beliefs, feelings, and attitudes, which when expressed through your thoughts, ripples throughout your body, affecting your immune system, brain, and hormones. When you think rightly, you can begin to rewrite the story of your life. As a human being, you are a world waiting to be explored, and your mind is a treasure to be unveiled. You need to be the author of your own story by taking control of what you allow into your mind and what influences you. When you do this, things begin to change from negative to positive. Make a conscious effort to deflect negative influences and keep them from shaping your personality. Sidney Madward said, "If constructive thoughts are planted, positive outcomes will be the result. Plant the seeds of failure, and failure will follow." Albert Einstein states, "The significant problems we face in life cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them." He also stated that the whole of science is nothing more than a refinement of everyday thinking. James Allen has this to say about your thoughts. He said, "You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. You have the capacity you never dreamt of. You can do things you never thought you could do. There are no limitations in what you can do except the limitations of your own mind." Think about what you are thinking about and only allow your thoughts to be on the things you want and of the things you do not want. Clean the junk from your mind and focus on what is empowering and significant. So think about the right things. Focus on the right stuff. I have come to learn that, you see, your thoughts are what makes or breaks you. I have come to realize that thoughts have power. Thoughts will energize you. Thoughts will cripple you. So I suggest that you begin to shape your thoughts in the direction of what you want. Point number two is the power of words. Words create expressions, images, and expectations. They build psychological connections. They influence how you think. Since thoughts determine actions, there's a powerful connection between the words you use and the results you get. It was Charles Capps who said, "Words are the most powerful thing in the universe. Words are containers. They contain faith or fear, and they produce after their kind. Words are the most powerful drug used by mankind. Words are read not only as groups of characters, but as thoughts or emotions. The real power of words can help, inspire, encourage, and motivate you." The late Jim Rohn said, "Words do two major things. They provide food for the mind and create light for understanding and awareness." If you want to be successful in life, you must learn to harness your word power to work for you, not against you. Select words that create a visual of the desired outcome and choose each word as if it mattered. You will be surprised how much it does. Want better results in your life? Check your words. Your tongue is the director of your life. It can catapult you to greatness or stagnate your progress or even cripple you. Who you are today and the success you have achieved to date is a result of what you said years ago about yourself and what you continue to say. Who you are today is what you said yesterday. You are the picture of what you said yesterday. Your words make or break you. The life you create for yourself is the one you speak out. Much of what happens in your life starts with the words you speak. If you don't like where you are now, you will waste a lot of time blaming the system, the government, the weather, other people, and God knows who and what else you blame. If you want your life to change, if you want to be successful, then you must change the words you speak beginning from today or even beginning right now. It is important that you realize that you are never going to see anything in your life that has not come out of your mouth. You can chart the direction of your life with your mouth and the words you use on a daily basis. Miguel Root said, "Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love." Point number three, the power of attitude. Attitudes are extremely powerful. The right attitude, positive or negative, will impact your life. The right attitude or positive mental attitude can and will move you forward in life. However, a negative mental or defeated attitude can have a disastrous effect on you and those around you. Your attitude is the way you feel or think. Your attitude represents your mental outlook. Your attitude is your point of view about a situation. You can also look at your attitude as a complex mental state involving beliefs and feelings and values and dispositions to act in a certain way. Your attitude can also be described as an inward feeling expressed by behavior. Your attitude is made up of three components: what you think, what you do, and what you feel. When your attitude is positive and conducive to growth, the mind expands and the process begins. Jimmy Dean said, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination." Your attitude today will determine your winning or losing in life. I want to remind you that where you are today on life's journey is a sum total of all the positive and negative attitudes you have entertained over the years. To change your attitude, you must start with self-awareness. Are you able to identify your attitude in a given situation? For example, when things have not gone the way you have planned, what is your usual reaction? Do you throw temper tantrums, or do you say it's okay, there is another way? When life throws its challenges at you, how do you react? You see, your attitude will determine how high you go in life. Your attitude determines your destiny. Someone said this about attitude: it is the advanced man of our true selves. Its roots are inward, but its fruit is outward. It is our best friend or our worst enemy. It is more honest and more consistent than our words. It is an outward look based on past experiences. It is a thing which draws people to us or repels them. It is never content until expressed. It is the librarian of our past. It is the speaker of our present. It is the prophet of our future. Point number 4, the power of goal setting. A goal is a well-defined target that gives you clarity, direction, motivation, and focus. Goal setting is the most necessary fundamental success skill you need to learn and apply. Your success strategy and results in life takes on a new dimension when you begin to write, think, and talk about your goals. When you set goals, you develop direction, focus, and concentrated energy. You accomplish more in a short time than you accomplish for years. Goals enable you to control the direction of change in your life. If goal setting is very important, why is it that so many people who are interested in being successful do not take the time to set goals? So, the reason why people don't set goals is because majority of people do not understand the importance of goals. Some do not know how to set these goals. Others fear rejection because some are told they can't achieve those goals, and yet others are afraid to fail and therefore they don't set goals. Goals are tools that help you in 5 ways. Goals will help you because it's a yardstick. A goal gives you the end result. A goal is a vision of what you want to accomplish. And a goal is a landmark of your achievement. A goal gives you purpose for doing something. So why should you set goals? Goals give you direction and provide a vision for what you should be achieving. Goals will motivate you as an individual. Goals will create a route or route for your success. Goals get your focus on improvement, not activity. Goals create mile markers for your progress, meaning how far you have gone or traveled towards your journey to success. Goals form the basis for your planning and organizing, what resources you need, in what quality, and in what quantity and when. Goals form the basis for your decision making. Goals will help you maintain focus despite obstacles or opposition. Goals provide a yardstick for measuring and evaluating your achievement or success. Goals help set limits and boundaries for what you should be doing. Goals give meaning and purpose to what ventures you should pursue. and goals fulfilled gives you fulfillment. So when you set goals, you should ensure that you are balanced in your goal setting. A balanced goal includes the following elements: family and personal goals. Those are things you want to accomplish for your loved ones and for your own pleasure. Spiritual goals. These are about how you want to stay connected to your Creator. Remember, every human being is first a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. Business and career goals are what you need to do to succeed financially. Self-improvement goals are those goals you need to win in life and for continuous development, continuous improvement, and self-development. Here are steps in setting quality goals for success. Step number one, decide exactly what you want in a specific area and write it down clearly and in detail. Make it measurable and specific. Point number two, or step number two, set a deadline for the achievement of the goal. If it is a large goal, break it down into smaller parts and sub-deadlines. Step number three, make a list of everything that you will have to do to achieve this goal. As you think of new items, add them to your list until it is complete. Step number four, organize your list of action steps into a plan. A plan is organized on the basis of two elements, priority and sequence. If you do not set clear priorities, you will major in the minors and spend much of your time doing small and irrelevant tasks that do not help you to achieve your goals. Step number five, identify the obstacles or limitations that might hold you back from achieving your goal, both in the situation and within yourself. Identify the most important constraint or limitation that is holding you back, and then focus on removing those obstacles. Step number six, once you have determined your goal, develop your plan and identify your major obstacle. Immediately take action of some kind towards the achievement of your goal. Step out in faith. Do the first thing that comes to mind, but do something immediately to start the process of goal attainment moving you forward. Step number seven, do something every day that moves you toward your most important goal. Make a habit of getting up each morning, planning your day, and then doing something, anything that moves you at least one step closer to what is most important to you. When you take daily actions, it deepens your belief that the goal is achievable. As a result, you begin moving faster and faster toward your goal, and your goal begins moving faster and faster toward you. Remember that setting goals and thinking about them continuously raises your self-image, moves you toward your self-ideal, causes you to like yourself, and moves you toward peak performance and being successful in life. I now want to complete this audio program with the laws of success. And so what are these laws? The first one is the law of belief. This law says that whatever you believe with feeling becomes your reality. If you wish to change your realities, your current condition, you must change your beliefs about yourself. You can only grow to the level consistent with your belief profile. What do you believe? The law of expectation says whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. You must therefore expect the best of yourself and of every situation. The law of attraction says you inevitably attract into your life the people and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts. To attract different people and circumstances, you have to change your thinking. The law of concentration says if you want something to grow in your life, you must concentrate on that thought or picture until it comes into reality. And the key is your ability to focus long enough on what you want in life. The law of substitution says if you wish to have positive experiences in your life, you have to keep your conscious mind on positive things, positive events, and positive circumstances. The law of repetition says if you wish to change from negative to positive habit patterns, you have to practice the positive ones over and over and over again. And the law of relaxation says, in all mental working, effort defeats itself. Once you set things in motion and keep working, you now need to relax and allow the results to happen. The more you relax and confidently believe that the things you want will come into your life, the more rapidly they appear. I suggest that you listen to this audio CD over and over again and practice the principles and the various ideas in this audio program. When you do that, when you get used to these fundamentals for success, then you will be very successful. I wish you the very best as you renew your mind. I wish you the best of luck as you journey to success.